Well, hello, gentlemen. Just a quick video. I'm going to join the fray, as it were. Because I thought I might as well put my 2 cents in anyway. Seems like everybody else has. And it's about the new Hulk, you know, the She-Hulk. Because you know there would be one. And yes, of course, as usual, she'd be better than the Man-Hulk, of course. About everything, really. And you can tell it was completely written by a Femon, because they only see one side of the coin. But even for a Femon, the writing is absolutely atrocious. And the premise about it is ridiculous at best. A 14-year-old student could write better than that. And of course, sometimes you get a movie, don't you, or a TV series with some bad lines, and because the actors are good, they can pull it off. But no actor could pull off making this look good, could they? Not every line. What you got to ask yourself is who gave it the green light? Little play on words there. Because they should be fired immediately, along with the writer. And I kind of saw an interview with the writer. She's a Femon, of course. Came across as very arrogant, entitled, disillusional, without an ounce of talent about her at all. And she also looked a bit of a Hulk herself. If the people just went along and picked somebody off the street just out of willy-nilly, they would have made a better job, I'm sure. But when you think all the people it has to go through to get cleared and green-lit, how did nobody see this was a terrible premise and writing? How did they think this was ever going to sell? Sure, it's man-hating, but even Femons don't like it. Of course, I remember the original series of The Hulk. And all the movies that come out after that, I don't think they've done great with The Hulk at all. It's very hard, I guess, to make a decent one. But once again, it's the herd mentality, of course. A lot of Femons are coming to the rescue of the writer because she's a Femon. Because you're not allowed to criticize a Femon, are you? You can criticize a man, you can even hate a man, but you can't criticize Femons. Yeah, that sounds fair, doesn't it? Look at that Finland Prime Minister who actually acted inappropriately, really. And it just shows you how much respect these Femons have for the office. And all these other Femons came out to dance and twerk as well, to back her up, sort of thing. Femons want to degrade everything. Of course, not all Femons, but the modern Femons especially. And they're only selling one thing anyway, because it's the only thing they have. So Femons are gonna be the future, right? Well, we've seen what the future is. Everything they get involved in, they seem to ruin and destroy. Soon there won't be anything left for them to destroy. And man isn't gonna pick up the pieces this time. You know why? He's gone fishing. Take it easy, guys.